Last month, President Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act. Among its sweeping scope, the law allocates nearly $400 billion to incentivize clean energy and climate action. One of the people analyzing those provisions is Melissa Scanlon. She's director of the Center for Water Policy at UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences. Scanlon told WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz she's acutely focused on the impacts on water from climate change.
It's really interesting the way Congress has designed this law because they're using the power of the purse to nudge people into switching to renewable energy and into switching to electric vehicles. So they made a choice that this is more about providing economic incentives to all of us individuals who have really wanted to participate in this transition to the next system where we will be not relying on fossil fuels. That's exciting. It also means in order for this to be successful, we need to have everyone participating. And that's a daunting task, right? So I think people need to realize what's at stake with our water supply and the fact that even though we are in a place with plentiful water, we are also subject to droughts here and extensive flooding and damage to our infrastructure from those extremes in weather. And that it's also in our immediate interest to stabilize the climate because of that. From a humanitarian perspective, obviously, we're looking at Pakistan and seeing a third of the country underwater, which is just devastating. And so I hope people don't turn a blind eye to those impacts from climate disasters around the world.
If you had to distill, what do you find most promising? What do you find lacking?
This law provides the biggest investment we've ever seen in a transition to renewable energy. And there are a lot of tax incentives in this law to help the average American lower their energy costs. So I think it is a way for people to both participate in moving us towards our goals of reducing greenhouse gases and also having that household benefit of reducing how much people are spending on their overall energy costs through heating and cooling the places where they live and in their transportation options. For my book, Prosperity and the Fossil-Free Economy, I wrote a lot about the power of the cooperative model of businesses to move us off of fossil fuels. And one of the really exciting things in this law is that there is a lot of money allocated to energy cooperatives to invest in renewables. And we are at such a critical point where those electric energy cooperatives across rural America are about to make investment choices that will last for the next 20 to 50 years in terms of locking in the sources of power. And this new law gives the financial incentives that those utilities can use to switch to renewable sources.
And that's a first, isn't it?
It is a first, and it's a really big deal. 50% of the landmass across the United States is served by rural electric cooperatives. So this will have a huge impact on people living in rural areas across this country.
And missing? Is there something you feel is missing?
With the stakes as high as they are related to climate change and the extent of the disasters we are seeing week after week related to the climate, I think it's kind of risky to depend on millions of individuals to make these consumer choice switches and for utilities to make these switches. I hope it's enough to incentivize in this way, but it's a risky strategy. It's not as firm as if you would set a limit on greenhouse gases and actually enforce that limit.